live from Vinny's empty chair, it's Shenanigans. This week it's Helen with a Y.
What's going on, everybody?
Matt? You're laughing too much.
Hi.
Rich.
I had something to say and I forgot it and you fucked me all up.
I fucked you all up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Rich.
I thought Matt was doing the Walden.
Oh, yeah.
No, I would never try to. I would never take that away.
Everybody steals Walden stuff. Just right. Don't do anything that'll steal Walden.
I would never
thing.
Do that.
And I'm Craig.
What? You didn't mention Walden.
I know. He's not here yet.
Oh.
He said he might be late, but probably not.
I don't think he's coming.
Yeah, me neither. He's upset.
Why is he upset?
I don't know how to explain it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Kids do dumb things.
Yes. At the last minute.
They never stop.
He got to see my sweet ride.
Did you take him for a ride?
No.
Can't get the passenger door open.
Yeah, that's part of the things we got to get worked on, but he was checking it out.
Did you have your horn-rimmed glasses on? And
with the tortoise shell.
Yeah?
My tortoise-shelled horn-rimmed glasses. A little Bruce Hornsby in the rain playing in the CD player.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Bruce Hornsby. He's a cool cat.
He is a cool cat.
I've met him a couple times.
It's more likely going to be Melissa Etheridge.
Katie Lang.
Katie Lang.
Alan is a real lesbian.
That's, you know what? I'm single this long, so I finally switched from being a gay to now a lesbian. So I think maybe with my next car, it might be just a heterosexual man. You know, I had the truck and that didn't scream. I don't know. I just got to eventually just settle down and find a nice girl.
What you need is a Corvette convertible
and jean shorts
and gold chains.
I got the gold chains.
Well, if you want the jean shorts, it'll be an IROC Z28.
Oh. What does IROC stand for?
International Race of Champions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's something else it stands for. Yeah. I can't think of it.
Jokingly, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Italian are out cruising.
Something like that.
So, oh, man. It's been, yeah, a crazy couple weeks for us, though, right? With everything?
It has been.
I mean, you're trying to get back into the saddle again. And then, like you say, we're going down this path again with everybody. So, I'll just give my one shout out to Double D. You were awesome. You made me a better person. Thank you. There's my last shout out. Hopefully, I won't have to say anything like that anymore for a while.
Normally, I love Double D's, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That video you sent of the kiss cam, fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I've watched it all week.
I've seen it before, and it's
I had to watch it like 3 times. So I'm like, I don't understand, like, what. Like, I looked at it, and it happened so fast. I'm like, I don't know. Did she drop something? Uh-huh. And then she picked it up again, and then she dropped it, and she picked it up again. I'm like, oh, okay.
She is the fucking best. That is the greatest.
By and large, that is probably one of the better videos that I've seen.
She better have followed through after the game.
You would hope so. Something else would be, if she's going to do that as a prank out in public like that, she has no problem.
I think that counts. I think that counts as a blowjob.
No.
The kiss cam?
Yeah.
It was probably a little bit of a rash decision.
Alan's got his words back.
He's got the words out.
Yeah, I've saved them all.
Was the word rash or decision? I'm not clear on that.
I don't know.
It was rash. I actually saw it.
It was rash. Which it could mean two things, because I think she got a rash from doing what she was doing.
Dude, that camera guy couldn't move fast enough.
I know it. It's almost like she had it in her head. If we get the kiss cam, I'm fucking doing this.
Yeah, right. They had talked about this before. Yeah.
Probably a couple of beers.
Probably several games ago, because you don't get the kiss cam every time, you know?
I got to tell you, the funniest thing was we went to a Sabres game, and as a joke, they always show during the kiss cam somebody on the opposing team's bench, and they never really look up at it. We're playing the Bruins one night. And I can't remember who it was, but two of the Bruins pretended to kiss when they saw it on the screen. that was pretty funny.
It's because they're Bruins.
Right. Chata heads.
Yeah.
At least they're comfortable enough in their masculinity to do something.
Correct.
Like that, you know?
Sure.
Here, hold my wood for me.
I meant my
They're bad. Probably filled with this word that I don't know how to say. I even got it in front of me. I can't even say it. Impudicity?
Sounds right.
Impudicity.
What's it mean?
Lack of modesty. Shamelessness.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes. The critics condemned the impudicity displayed by business that attempted to capitalize off the tragedy.
Country of origin.
Iowa.
Iowa.
I was born in Iowa. I just work in space.
Yeah, I can't do that one either. I have been working on my words, though.
Yeah?
I use some of my words during the course of the day.
Yes? Mm-hmm. How?
In sentences.
Do the sentences make sense?
No, that's the next part I have to work on. But I have the ones from
you just shout out like the words?
Yeah, like Tourette's. I just scream out words that I've learned for the day, and that's it. Tonto Kowalski! You know? Just like, instead of doing punchlines, I just do fancy words that I'm learning. I got into your book, too, now, because you have actually the book that you gave me of 500 words.
Yep.
So I've been reading some of those, plus these ones, and I'm turning into quite the brainiac.
He's going to have that perfect score on the SAT in no time.
I can't even spell SAT.
See, I was going to say it, but oh, I see the wheels turning over there. I'll give it a second. There it is.
There it is.
Right at the beginning of the show, I want to give a shout out to Lockport High School's drama department. They did Beauty and the Beast this past weekend. What a show. Phenomenal show. Just
oh, my gosh.
Simply great.
Did I get an ad in there?
I didn't see one.
I'm so sorry to your daughter because she sent me the text and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to send it to Craig and Craig's got it online. He can just give it to the whoever it is that needs them because you did this. I was going to do the same thing as last year and I just.
Right.
Then you get bogged down with the weeks we had, you know, and you didn't even think about it anymore.
Right.
So, sorry.
They had a lot of ads, so don't feel too bad.
Okay, good. I should start working on an ad right now just so I can have it and be sponsored for everything and just come out with one ad and just call it a day.
My daughter was home for the weekend. She was here last week, went back this past Monday, came back Friday, bring my car back to me because I didn't have my car. She gets here and she goes, yeah, my roommate says to bring 4 containers of Al's Blue Cheese back. So we went to the Niagara Produce yesterday, bought 4 things of blue cheese and so she could take back to Oneonta.
Oh, you are the man.
Yeah.
And that was what, the one in Lockport?
Yep.
Because, yeah, I feel like they had 2 left on Sunday, and I said, oh, I'll get more to you. Well, I didn't have any on me. So I went to Molinaro's. I stole 4 of them from Molinaro's just to bring over there so they had at least 6, you know, and then, or 6 or 8, I think I left them with because I don't like having them just with the 2 or 3. But I got to get more to them tomorrow, so just so they can be locked and loaded. Thank you, Oneonta crew, for enjoying that blue cheese.
There you go.
You can have mine.
Well, I'm sure they don't get good blue cheese like that out there.
No. They get terrible pizza, too, because 70% of the student body is like from Long Island and 20% is from New York City, which they're 2 separate places. They will tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Even though they're all from the island out there.
Right.
They, you know, they're 2 separate places.
Do the New York people like blue cheese? If they're
they
out to
have
New York?
Shitty pizza. They think it's the world's greatest. They think our pizza sucks. But then you add the blue cheese to it and all of a sudden our pizza is the king shiznit.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do some. Maybe I'll send them out a few buckets, not buckets, but a few containers of the blue cheese, and your daughter can just give them away.
Yeah, maybe. Or she'll probably sell them. And
I know, criminal. We should do a giveaway. We'll do a randomization. So if we get at least 25 people from Oneonta that send out, send an email in, I'll ship out like 5 containers and then to the winner. So if we get 25, we'll do a random drawing of the winners.
Okay.
And then we'll send them out. There you go. That'll be fun.
She's got a month left, so we'll have to hurry.
Yeah, so we'll see if anybody even does it. You need 25 people to respond to you. Via email, you can't go through and just tell her to tell all her friends to send in. We got to see who's actually going to go through and listen.
That's right.
So if there's 25 people that's listening, then they can just go through and say, love the show and I like this part of it.
Do you really think all 25 listeners are going to bother emailing us?
It's for an awesome prize. Everybody likes swag.
Yes,
it's true.
I don't need it, but I want it.
And to make him feel part of the show, I'm actually going to put up, I'll put clippings of
Cooper's
hair in the blue cheese so he can be part of the.
And as far as you know, that was completely intentional.
We went on a nice long walk today, my buddy. We go down by.
He looks tired today.
Oh, yeah. We go down. So we played for like a half hour. Then we went for like an hour and change walk. Then we played again. He's tired. We sniffed some butts. Both of us, actually. A lot of people walking dogs.
The dog doesn't get charged with assault, though.
Yeah, I know. But we hung out with a lot of people today walking around. And I've been trying to pick up my pace with the walks because I think I do a nice pace. Then I did wind up walking with somebody the other day, like with the dogs, and just hauling ass. I'm like, what the hell? I mean, I know I got short legs, but I'm just like just taking these giant steps now just to try and keep up. And it was just a ridiculously fast walk. So I've been trying to pick up my pace a little bit.
you got to be careful, too. You can't lag too far behind because someone will be driving by and say, that man's chasing that woman.
Yeah, you're right. It's got to be a delicate balance. Oh, goodness.
Did you guys do anything exciting this past week?
I don't want to talk about my week. It was not a good week.
It was not a good week.
No.
Right, for everybody. It just was not. It was. Have we ever had just a week where it's just been horrible for everybody on the show? Like, it's just been a blah 2 weeks.
You had a rough week.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. I found out, and it was confirmed today, that I'm passing a 7-millimeter kidney stone.
Ouch.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Is that a record? It's probably not a record.
It's impressive. It's quite substantial.
That's
coming
out of...
It will crack the porcelain.
That's
coming
out of...
Don't pee too hard or you might poop yourself.
They're not going to go in after it?
They're giving me 2 weeks.
That's coming out of a 3-millimeter penis.
Right. I mean, I don't know where it's coming
from. And if you don't pay your bill, they're going to leave it in there.
And on a nicer subject, I had a long conversation with your granddaughter today.
Oh, you did?
She is, honest to God, she is such a beautiful kid. But she was in school and she's just talking and... Like, I don't understand what she's saying. Nobody does.
Oh, no. So, only she does.
Only yeah. she does. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that is so true. You know, like, I was having just carrying a whole conversation with her. And it's just, she's literally moving her arms and talking and having a conversation, but not saying really anything. And I was like, I can't believe. I said, you know what? Girl, you never lie. You know, like, we're just carrying on. And she is just the cutest little thing. Honest to God, it's beautiful. That, and I think two dogs. You guys, do they have two dogs over there? Somebody's got a couple dogs that came in. There was a... A bulldog? Is it a bulldog? What are those ones called?
Oh, they have one pit bull that I know of.
So there's a pit bull, and then there was the shorter, rounder one, like a looks like a little beef Wellington. I forget what they're called. I think it's a bulldog. So there were two of those in there, and then your granddaughter, and it was just wonderful. So I had a good conversation with her.
Yeah, they usually are pretty enlightening.
Yes, she is just a doll. It was a good day. So that was a good day.
You don't understand what she's saying either. You're around her a lot.
No.
So you got to pick up something.
No.
No?
No, because it's kind of gibberish, but it's you wouldn't know it the way she's saying it because she owns it.
She's confidently speaking gibberish?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is she?
She was 2 in November.
Okay.
She'll come and grab me by the finger and drag me out to the living room, and I have to sit there while she plays with her food and cooking utensils.
She's not 2 yet, and she's already in school with Alan? I don't understand.
She is 2.
She's just 2.
But I see where you're going with that. Oh, swing and a miss. But yeah, so it was good. And let's see, what else did I do? I feel like I did stuff this weekend. I went to an 18-year-old little Mikey Molinaro's son turned 18. So we had a little luncheon over at the restaurant.
That's cool. My daughter turns 18 on Wednesday.
Nice. Are you doing a party for her?
No, I'm going bowling.
You're going bowling for her 18th birthday.
I'm going bowling.
Ah.
I have a commitment. No, we're going to do just a quick family dinner on Friday night. And then Saturday, we're going to Syracuse because my daughter, who's away at college, doesn't get Easter off. So we're going to do dinner in Syracuse, and then we're going to go see the Syracuse Crunch play hockey.
I like those Syracuse Crunch games. But I was there once, and I ordered a beer, and the cops were standing close. And I said, where's a cop? What do you need? And I said, they just charged me $12 for a beer. I said, arrest them. That's criminal. I says they should have had a gun when they told me how much this was going to be. That's robbery.
And what was their reaction?
They laughed. They're like, I know. $12 for a beer. It was stupid.
That's the on-center, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the off-center.
I've seen concerts there.
Have you?
Yep. It's a nice place.
It is a nice place, and it was a fun time. You know, you're close enough to the action. It's fun, but.
We got 5 tickets in the second section right on center ice, and it was $94 for all together.
Oh, that's cheap then.
Not bad at all. Is that right in Syracuse? Or?
Yes.
I like that. And then afterwards, you go downtown. There's a little bakery, ice cream shop down there that's not too bad. I like going to Syracuse.
The night we're going is they're doing a fundraiser for the New York State Erie Canal Museum. So all the proceeds go to that. And they're going to be the...
Do you know any historical facts about their locks down there?
Oh, my God.
That you can have some conversation with them about that? Or are you just more of a Lockport Locks kind of guy?
I know about the Waylock building because that's where their museum is.
Oh, okay. I'm just having making
and where
sure.
Erie Avenue is in Syracuse used to be the original canal.
I'm just saying, between now and then, he could read 17 books about what's going on.
Bone up on the subject.
It's supposed to be a comedy podcast, you know?
Is it?
Is it real? I think I think we've proven to everybody that we're like an onion. We've got a lot of layers to us.
Or we make you cry.
Yeah, or we make you cry.
And just because people laugh at us doesn't make it a comedy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
Amazingly, as my wife said this weekend, just because people laugh at you doesn't mean you're funny.
Right.
I haven't seen your missus in a while. I got to pop over and say hi.
She doesn't think we're funny, but she's in charge. That makes sense.
I know.
I might pop over. You're going to be gone on Wednesday?
Yeah, she's going with me.
Oh.
She's on my bowling team.
No, never mind that.
The awkward
silence. Why is everybody looking at me? He'll edit that out.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
He won't edit this out. He'll just completely ignore the whole thing.
Right.
Sometimes I leave it in because I think it's funny.
What, the silence?
No.
The banter?
The banter about the silence.
Are complaining about his lack of editing skills.
Oh, no.
In the podcast, there, it gets broadcast.
There is a lot of editing going on, because whenever Vinny's here, you know. My wife was laughing at it. Right. There was one sentence he said, like, you know, five times in the same sentence. I'm like, what?
He uses the word like a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah. Like a valley girl, like choke me with a spoon, gag me with a spoon.
I feel as though I've been trying to work on my tics a little bit since we had that conversation. So I try to be cognizant of what...
Right.
Is that a word? Is that a word? Or
is that a word that I learned prior and I'm regurgitating it.
You go get that calendar right fucking now.
Yeah.
That's a bonus word.
That is a bonus word of the day.
Doing all the editing, I can tell you that I try very hard not to hit those tics. Because I hear them all the time. I just try to... I'll pause. Because I can edit the pause out. But the ums are a pain in the ass. Because the silence, I can automatically edit out. But the ums, I have to cut out.
Isn't there a program that you can do that says take out the ums?
Kind of. But I never got it to work quite right.
Well, we got an IT guy right there.
We don't have the right ums.
Yeah.
Ours don't qualify.
We don't use...
We're not saying right.
Right. We use the English version of ums, and it's a Chinese version of the software.
Well, because it's the knockoff version.
Right.
I just ordered... You know what? Speaking of different language stuff, I just ordered a...
you ordered Babbel, didn't you?
No, but I ordered key fobs because... Oh, that's another thing this car doesn't have.
Doesn't have key fobs?
It doesn't have key fobs, so it's got like the spare key. And so if you lock the doors, and then I realized this like at 6:30 in the morning when I was leaving, and you put the key in, it just, the alarm goes off. So you can't undo the, if you unlock it, automatically disables the alarm. But when you don't have the key fob, it does. So I put my key in, open the door, so then the thing just starts going off. So I got to get in and then just start the car, and then it stops. But I ordered the key fobs, and then after I read it and ordered it, I couldn't go in and change my order because some people said, well, you can't order these key fobs because if your car was made in Japan versus the States, and I looked at the VIN number, mine was made in Japan, so the key fobs I ordered aren't going to work for it, so I got to send those back. But I thought I could just cancel that order and order what I needed, but it didn't really let me.
Mm.
So I'll have to wait till they come here.
You didn't find somebody local to make fobs for you?
I didn't know. They said they could make them, but the ones I looked at, the Subaru ones, were like $200.
Yeah.
And these ones were like a two-pack for $59. You can program it yourself. Yeah. Yeah, if they work.
If they don't work, then you got to go with them.
So we'll try that. What else is wrong with this car? So here's what's wrong with the car so far. So there's no key fobs.
It's a Subaru SUV.
It's an all-wheel drive, all-time all-wheel drive. So it's got little kisses all over it, so little dings and dents here and there, you know, nothing horrible. Well,
I thought you meant little kiss stickers all over.
No, like, I mean little. It's
sort of, Gene Simmons, you drove this one.
But so there is a little buckle on the front bumper, but it's once it warms up a little bit, I'll throw a little heat on it and pop that right out, so that won't be an issue. So the back windshield wiper doesn't work, but the squirters work for the back windshield glass. So I can get water on the back windshield, but not the wiper to work. And the front is just the opposite. So I'm driving down 31. It was snowing and stuff. So the wipers are working, but the squirters don't work on the front. So got my arm out with a squirt bottle, keeping it clean.
Can see him squirting.
So it's got, and then it's a little slippery because I've got this. It's a 6-speed, so it doesn't have the rubber on the brake or on the clutch anymore. So since I was wearing boots, my foot got slipping off the clutch. So I got to order rubbers for those.
I've driven up and down Main Street 75 times, and not one homeless person has washed my windshield.
Yes. I miss New York City for that. Used to always get your windshield washed.
So it's an actual manual vehicle.
It is.
So nobody else.
It's an anti-theft device.
Yeah, nobody will steal it.
Nobody will steal it. So it is fun kind of, bib, you know, zipping around in it.
I locked it up at the club. Somebody stole the club. The car's still there.
But it's, you know what? It's fun. And I got news for you. Compared to driving the van, this is like driving around in a fishbowl. Because right. I could see everything. There's glass all around this thing, and you could see everything. It's just fantastic, you know? So I'm like, all right, this is great. This is great. So I enjoy having this car. It's nice. It rides nice, you know? I'm going to like ripping around on that thing. Oh, CD player works.
Oh, the CD player works.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
How many does it sleep?
Three comfortably. Four if you're really close. Oh, and it didn't have none of the stations are coming in. Maybe two stations come in on the radio. I'm like, what's going on? So then finally I look, and you know they have that shark fin on the roof of cars now, yeah, for the antenna. Well, this has got that shark fin, but it's got the antenna that would come off of that. So now to go and order one of those things, they're anywhere between $12 and like $25. So I go in my junk drawer, and I just get like a 3-inch screw, and I screwed a screw in there. And it gets all the channels beautifully. So I'm like, that's good enough. Like, I don't need anything fancy. I might throw a little black paint on it or something just to kind of church it up a little bit.
Somebody call Red Green right now. We figured out radio reception.
I might even switch that screw and actually go with the toilet bolt screws. You ever see the bolts that go on the toilets?
Sure.
I might put that thing on there. It's a little bit long, and I think it'll fit a little bit nicer. So I might get that on there. So, yeah, the more you look at the car, it's a rolling total. You know, there's really, you know, a little damage here, a little damage there. But I'm getting it for next to nothing, so it's fine.
Well, as long as you get from point A to point B, that's what matters.
That's all I'm looking for. And the truth is, it'd be nice if I decide to go out. I mean, with all the fan mail that I've been getting here from this from this podcast, there's a good chance that some of these people are female and want to go out to dinner. So I can pick them up now in something other than the van. You know, the van, right. If you're first meeting somebody, the van's a little scary.
It's intimidating.
Yes.
Till the core.
Yeah.
Kills in, right?
Right.
Yeah, just.
Till you lose consciousness.
Yeah. And then you're not intimidated
nothing
anymore.
Nothing to worry about at all.
Nothing. So, but yeah, but it'll be nice to go on a little, you know, even if I decide, like I say, to go on a date or something. It's a respectable looking car. It's not right. Too bad at all. You know,
for a lesbian librarian.
Yes.
Softball coach.
Or a softball coach.
But I don't think it could be because
that's what a lesbian librarian does in their spare.
But do lesbians drive stick shifts? Or did we lose them in the stick shift? So you don't know.
That's a good point.
Well, that's a good point.
The fact that it's a squirter tells me chances are they're still driving it.
Only one squirter's working. And not the good one. So.
Oh, she's a squirter. And she's got a stick shift.
And oh, and inside, like, it needs a complete detail. Like, there's just, I don't know what they threw in there or what exploded in there. But there's just dirt, debris, soda, whatever, all on the roof, the seats and everything. So it's a... I'll clean it. I was going to take it, but I just ordered a bunch of stuff off of Amazon. Like, I spent $300 or $400 on like accessories for this, and I was going to spend money to go get it detailed, but I'm just going to detail it myself. So I feel like I would spend $300 to detail it. So if I do it myself, I got that stuff for free.
So yeah, so it's a wash.
It's a wash. So I'll get it clean. I'll get that awesome. You ever use Awesome Cleaner? Do you guys know what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, there couldn't be a better name for a cleaning product at like the dollar stores. You put that stuff in there with a little hot water, boy. Woo!
And you've got hot water.
That I used to. My restaurant was spotless because of that stuff.
I think it's LA's Totally Awesome Cleaner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
that stuff is so good.
It smells horrible, but it'll clean.
It smells like oranges. It smells like cigarettes.
Number one fan mixes ammonia and
bleach. citrus. Just to get away.
Ammonia and citrus into a cleaner, or no, vinegar and citrus.
Vinegar, yeah.
Puts that in a spray bottle.
Where do you get citrus? Like, what do you mean citrus? Like, just lemon juice?
Probably. Lemon oil. Something like that.
Okay.
She was doing that for a while, and it was cleaning stuff great, I thought. Now we're back to Mr. Clean, because that's too much fucking bullshit. Yeah. I can just order more Mr. Clean. I don't have to fuck around. So we're back to Mr. Clean.
Nice. That's
great. Picked up my quarter cow Sunday.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Our daughter came to just kind of go along and see the place. She loved it. Oh, I got more animals than I remember.
Oh, yeah.
More dogs than I remember. They got a big old chicken coop that I don't think was there before.
Yeah, they've had that stuff.
Expanded it, maybe.
Yeah.
Do any guys go to the market, the Amish market out on 104 in Linden?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Miller's, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm at Miller's a few weeks ago, and we're at the meat counter ordering their delicious hamburgers. We got the jalapeno and cheddar mixed into the meat. So fucking good, right? And we mentioned that we're getting a quarter cow, so we're not going to buy as much hamburger as we did last time because we got to save room in the freezer. And the guy's like, where are you getting a quarter cow from? I said, why? Are you guys in the business? He's like, no, just the opposite. Everybody asks us. We can't do that.
Uh-huh.
But if you know somebody, I'd love to get a phone number that I can give people.
So there's a place in Lindenville now that does that.
Okay. I reached out to our hookup, uh-huh. V, and she's like, no, we're not anybody else. I'm like, well, pass it on if you know anybody. So same here. If you guys know anybody who's doing quarter cows and is taking more customers on, because my connection isn't taking anybody new on, let them know over at Miller.
That's why I won't give up that. I'll take it every year. I'll get it because I don't want to give it up because it'll be gone. I'll never get a chance to get back into that.
You and I should talk about that too, by the way. Because I told her
about raising her own cow and killing it.
No, the opposite of that. Just utilizing, getting into the rotation in with them.
Yes.
I told her we'd like a second rotation at the beginning because we're the last ones.
Uh-huh.
So when you get an opening at the beginning, we'd like to get a quarter cow then and another quarter at the end of the rotation.
Okay.
Right now, this is lasting us about 8 months. We're not ready for the next rotation yet, but you're also not ready to put us in. So I'm just kind of putting our name in now.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's like, yeah, okay, we'll totally give you a second one.
Yeah, she's cool.
Slot opens up. I don't know that they're in.
Did you get a bunch of different cuts? Because I just did all hamburger this time around.
You know what? I didn't even look. I ordered the same thing as last year. We got organ meat. We got bones for the dog. Mostly hamburger. We got some steaks.
Mm-hmm.
I've come to the conclusion I don't like fresh meat. We buy this quarter cow. It's right off. It literally was alive yesterday, and now it's going in my freezer. Tammy saves some out so that we can like cook with it immediately, and I don't like it as much.
Well, actually, it's been dead for like a week, so they kill it a week prior and then they hang it.
Okay.
So it's only like 10 days old, but 10 days dead by the time you get to it.
Until it's been frozen, I don't think it's been processed properly.
I don't know if I was having a stroke or
not in public.
If you're
going
to, could you turn the other way at least, for fuck's sake?
You know what? I'm going to send something because I saw this thing called like crack hamburgers the other day, and they just looked stupid delicious.
Crack hamburgers.
Yeah, so.
That was my son's, he had to cook for his shift tonight, and he decided to make bacon cheeseburgers for the boys.
Oh, that sounds good.
Which is fairly ambitious for him.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. he's not a chef.
There it is. I just sent it to you.
He's not a chef?
No, he's not a cook.
But he's got to learn, right?
Well, yeah.
He's in the fire department. They have to know how to cook.
Dude, just I own a firehouse cookbook with all kinds of lunch and dinner recipes, and it's still sitting on my shelf at my house.
Apparently, there's no salads in that cookbook.
I didn't say I used it. I said I owned it.
Oh, here's the crack burgers for all our listeners, too. It calls for 1 pound of ground chuck, 3 tablespoons of sour cream, 2 tablespoons of ranch dressing mix, 1/4 cup of cooked and crumbled bacon, and 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese. And I got to tell you, like, that really looks good. That's your boy. I got this off of your friend's Facebook page.
And this gets mixed into the patty?
It gets all mixed in. Yeah, it all gets mixed in together, and then you cook it.
Huh.
How many patties is that make?
Well, probably two or three. If depending on, I mean, obviously, like anything,
it's a pound of meat. The rest of this
is a pound of meat.
Substantial.
Okay. All right.
So I'd say 4 patties would be good in there. I'd do quarter pounders, but that looks amazing.
That's one burger.
That looks so good.
They used to make a big deal down at Cheeburger about eating the pounder. Like, okay, give it to me.
Yeah, it'll cook down.
Yep.
I just don't want to pay for it.
In two ways.
Is it a pounder and then
the bun?
Is it half a loaf of bread or just a regular?
It's a pretty big bun. That's where they get you.
Well, I mean, it has to be a decent sized roll to hold up.
They use the rolls from the elephant ear sandwiches.
The fuck is an elephant ear sandwich?
It's a sandwich with an elephant ear in it.
They're bigger buns.
Do you ever see like the big pizza? There was a place that did a big burger. It was the size of a large pizza. So they had custom made hamburger rolls. So they cooked this burger in the pizza oven. It would get I don't know, like a dozen or 15 pieces of cheese on it. And it was huge, but it was for like a party platter, and then you would cut it and people would eat it. So it'd be like for a party of 10 or 15 people. But it was just the size of an absolutely huge
burger.
That's
cool.
It was cool looking.
I watched a YouTube video this weekend.
Or two of us.
Or two of us. Yes.
I watched a YouTube video this weekend from American Battlefield Trust. They talk about Civil War and Revolutionary War battlefields. They're doing a soldier cook-off. Here's the ingredients a soldier would have been able to forage while they're...
Oh, thank God. I thought you meant they were going to cook the soldiers. That's horrible. No, we should not support that at all.
So they would forage...
Why would you even proposition that, Craig? It's wrong.
Okay. So whatever they could forage, there you can make their hardtack and coffee better. So it was a contest to see who could do the best with three different ingredients plus hardtack. So the one guy put desiccated veggies and hardtack...
Desiccated.
Yeah, that means there's no liquid in them. Okay. They're dried veggies.
Thank you.
So then the judge goes, this looks like a garbage plate from Rochester. And the guy who quit it goes, I'm not sure whether I should be offended. What the hell is a garbage plate? So they went on for quite a while
Nick
talking
Tahoe's
about
website.
Talking about garbage plates in Rochester.
It's a delicacy in that area.
I would bet money Nick Tahoe's does not have a website.
Dude, they're... No. They'd have to spend...
They're more on a police blotter. Now they're fighting Nick Tahoe's.
Garbageplate.com, bitches. It's the website of the week now. Nick Tahoe's Hots. Garbageplate.com. It's also on Wikipedia.
Ooh, Jafafa Hots.
Oh, I love Jafafa Hots.
Is there a Jafafa Hots anymore?
They were in Rochester, but I don't remember the last time I was there. One of my favorite places to go to. You might go to this place occasionally because it's out. I think there's got to be stations and stuff out there, but Orbacher's.
Yeah, I've been to Orbacher's.
I love that place.
Jerry Orbach has a place around here?
Yes.
Fucking dummy.
My grandmother's sister was in a group home out in Sotus, and so we would stop there either on the way there or the way back after we dropped her off or we're dropping her off so we can have lunch or dinner. Love that place.
Yep.
That's why you put her in that home, so you can go there and have something to eat.
that's why I would put my mother in that
you
home.
You passed by 37 places.
It was
right next to the place we like.
Yeah. It was a group home. She had some developmental issues.
Other than that, they serve Zweigels.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't serve real hot dogs.
I never had a hot dog there. You get the burgers, man.
Well, I got a burger.
Let's settle one thing right now. There's Salins hot dogs.
And
there
are mirror imitators.
Everything else.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It's like Heinz ketchup. There's Heinz ketchup and there's the imitators.
Right. French is yellow.
Ketchup is for kids. It's literally tomatoes and sugar.
Yeah, there's more sugar in the Heinz ketchup than there is in a Snickers bar.
Wow, I don't like Snickers.
The bottle's bigger, so that makes sense.
It's math.
Although, if you find a bottle of Snickers, let me know.
That would be delicious.
Yeah. Make sure you put that in the...
I'm going to put that shit on everything.
Oh, you know what I had? I think I just found my summer drink. I had a friend of mine that's a liquor distributor, and he's like, oh, you got to try this, and it's called Dirty Monkey. And it's a peanut butter and banana liquor. You know, and I got to tell you, it's delicious. I'm like, I'm not going to like this. This is stupid. And it's like, that would be like a summer drink. I can picture me putting that in a blender with some ice, doing the whole glass, a little bit of chocolate syrup, getting it all frothed up with a little bit of heavy cream or something and making that. Woo, doggy. That is delicious. It'll
definitely cover the taste of the chloroform, too.
Oh, it's perfect. You want to taste my dirty monkey?
No.
No,
Jesus,
seriously.
You got our title again.
It is good stuff.
Just in case that wasn't a rhetorical question, no.
Well, I told him I'm going to get into a couple liquor stores around here. I said, I'll get a few people. He's like, he's got it all over the state except in this area. He's like, I've got it all these places it's selling. I'm just not getting every opportunity here. And I said, all right, I'll get it into a couple places over here for you. But usually that involves me like, just order a case. Whenever you don't sell, I'll buy. Just try it for me. I got to save face here and hook this kid up. He's a nice kid, too. We were playing darts this week. That's what I did Saturday night. So I met up with those guys, and we were playing darts. Like, oh, you want to play darts? And I was like, they don't call me Alan Double Bull for nothing. So the one guy's like, I want him on my team. And I am absolutely horrible at darts. So I said it with confidence, and we just got smoked time and time again. And I kept saying, look, just keep him busy for a minute. So then I would hold down to like one dart left, and I would always give myself a triple something, triple 20, triple 18, triple 19.
So you managed to sandbag somebody in darts, but not the way they thought that you were going to.
That's right. And we still lost, even with me cheating. And I said, look, I can't be the only one on the team that's cheating. How are we going to win? it was fun. It was good to see those guys. And these are all guys that were, I knew when they were kids, you know, and now they're grown up. They have their own houses and stuff, and it's fun seeing them turn into adults, you know. So yeah. It was a good weekend seeing them. They're my Polish friends, and I always say cheers is like a nice driveway. You know, how do you say that? Nastrovia. Or here's to Gigi, which is
your
something.
Your driveway? Do you water your driveway?
Not anymore. It's winter. Okay. It waters itself.
Do you water your ice sheet?
I mean, I do have two spots on there that I don't like that after.
They hold water?
Yeah, a little couple bird baths, which wouldn't be bad except they're right in the, like right in my walking path, and I don't like that. And even when they were pouring, I didn't want to be a dick, cause, but you can see I'm watching them, and I was like, get a little more right here, you know, because I can see it. When you're not so close to the project, you can see the little kind of peaks and valleys, and it's really, and it's not that bad, you know. Like, what are you gonna do?
But you noticed it, so now you can't not notice.
Yeah, but so yeah, that was Saturday, Sunday. I made a commitment to try and do paperwork finally, where I do paperwork in my office. Like, I always just throw stuff in the office, and then I go through it, and it takes me like a long weekend to get everything done. But now I'm trying to do, like, I get my monthly bills in, and I open them, and I put them where they belong. So this is now the third month, and I've been keeping up on it. So you know. 52 years is finally being a little responsible. I still haven't done anything with the blue cheese stuff yet, though. I got to get all that stuff put away. I keep saying I'm going to do that, and that's another process. I'll get that done next week. It's always next week.
The place is really coming along.
It is. I was listening to some records the other day, which were nice. I was going to Johnny Cash playing in San Quentin, so that was a good album. All my Sinatra stuff sounds really scratchy, though. I'm a little disappointed in that. So I don't know if I should try to get a new needle or if it's just my records suck.
Can you still buy record player parts?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, you can.
Now, there's a whole new insurgence.
Ooh.
Oh. What I heard, most people buying LPs as collectors don't even own a record player.
Well, those are just people that are just dummies. It's like buying an action figure and not using it.
Well, I mean, you can't play music on a Beanie Baby either, but those were fucking huge for a while.
Yeah.
You can get stupid people to buy anything in droves if you try.
Sometimes you don't even have to try.
Yeah, look at us.
Except Matchbox cars. Nobody's buying those.
They'll sell faster once we got them out of a Walden's basement, but it's been a minute.
Yeah, they're gonna wait for some big flood and all gonna just go right in the trash.
Don't put any ideas in his head, will you? He's gonna listen to this. He's gonna hear that. Cut that out, will you?
Get it insured. Get it insured. Have the flood and call it a day. You win twice, brother.
I suppose.
There was a break-in. All my collectibles were gone. That's all they stole.
They were stolen, and then they caught on fire, and then they were flooded.
So that's three claims.
So someone stole the wet ashes of your Hot Wheels.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay me three times, please.
I haven't even looked at any articles. Did you guys put anything up this week?
Hell, there's a ton of them.
I really should start checking that stuff out once in a while.
Yeah, I started working on it earlier today, and then Rich went crazy.
I did put in the usual amount. If it wasn't for years, it'd be in the normal amount.
I put 4 and 3. I put 7 articles up total.
I feel like there should be something sports related, isn't there? Like, I feel like sports is being talked about right now, and I don't know anything. What's going on with the Sabres?
They suck.
All right.
They won last night.
Did they?
Yeah, they won 4-1. But not for lack of trying to lose.
Are they still
mathematically...
Mathematically, they're in.
Yeah.
They're in the chase still.
Yeah.
So it's early in the season is what you're saying.
No, the season ends the 7th.
Oh, hard to believe.
The 7th of what?
April.
Really? So they're all taken off before the eclipse?
The day before.
Wow.
They're playing the
like
Detroit.
That wasn't planned.
They're playing the Detroit.
They play indoors? What's the difference?
Yeah, did you see the Oklahoma, which has a...
The hills are alive.
This has got to be good.
Or is that something else?
They're in the path of totality.
Okay.
They have already called up the National Guard.
A lot of places have. They don't have the infrastructure to handle the influx of people that are going to come from
Here's the thing, too.
North and south.
So New York City is offering train rides to Niagara Falls round trip in the same day.
$4,000. $4,000 or
$1,000? Where are they supposed to go? $4,000. $4,000.
So who in New York City can afford $4,000 train ride?
I have no idea. But you know what it costs for a round trip ticket to New York City and back outside of the eclipse?
$347.
About $1.60. So it's $160.
Not round trip. $160 one way.
No, it's round trip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was $160 one way, so $3.25.
So hookers and blow on the bus, or
apparently.
What?
Hey, yeah. I mean, I got news for you. If you're getting $4,000, I'll
there'll
just
be
go
some
rent
moon
a bus.
on the train.
Because that's like an 8-hour drive.
Eight-hour drive. That's all.
Hookers and blow on the bus. $4,000.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, you're just gonna 15-passenger van.
Yeah, $4,000 a piece.
I wouldn't. Shit. At that point in time, I mean, you got 15 passengers. You can charge $1,000 a piece, and still come out smelling like a rose. $15,000. That'd be enough to get me like 4 Subarus.
Plus you have a fleet of them. Plus you have the additional perk of the Jurassic Park sticker.
That's right. Oh, I just got a new sticker for my Subaru too. It's a Velociraptor. It's sweet.
Is he reading a book?
It's exploding out of. I should get it reading a book, but it's exploding out of the glass. Nice. I can't decide if I want to stick with the Jurassic Park theme though on my vehicle, or just go with the whole librarian thing and call it a day.
I don't know. It just seems crazy. $4,000.
It is. It's literally crazy.
You could literally Uber here and back for less than that. You know, like it doesn't even make sense.
You could hire somebody to just drive you for $4,000.
That's true. Maybe somebody who has a business and, I don't know, a company called Uber.
I bet you could rent a limousine to drive you for $4,000.
You sure could. Yeah, I think that's a little excessive. They're just throwing it out there. Like, what's the difference? Those are like, contractors that just don't want to do the job. They throw stupid figures out there. We'll charge people $4,000, but if there's anybody that just wants to go and it just so happened to be that same day, we'll charge them the regular fare of $200.
Yeah.
But if you say you're going there for the eclipse, $4,000.
I mean, the plane flight would be cheaper than that.
The plane would be cheaper than that.
No, the plane would be cheaper. But the ticket would be cheaper.
I don't know. I think it's just insane.
I think people gouging is ridiculous. It's not like you're not going to see it again. It comes by, what, another 47 years?
Not here?
You get them every year. They have every year. There's someplace.
I know that the Saturday before
there is a total eclipse every other year.
Mm-hmm. You just got to go to where it is, right?
It's not here.
Yeah,
this is the first one we've had in New York since the
1918 or something,
like the 1900s.
Yeah,
if I remember right. We had a partial that I got to see in the 90s in Fredonia.
We had a partial in 2017 or 18. We were down in Virginia and we saw it.
Now, they had a full in 2017.
Not where we were at. It was mostly, but okay. Not entirely.
So you were outside of the zone. But yep. There was one in different part of the country. There's been several in the last 20, 30 years.
Nebraska is seriously hoping for one so they get people to come to the state.
But we don't get them around here very often. And when we do, it's fucking overcast. So
it won't matter. It'll still be dark as night.
Right. They're talking about how, you know, the animals are going to get weirded out by it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hear crickets chirping and all that because they're going to be
I'm
like, do you really think that's going to happen?
It does.
Yeah.
It's only for 3 or 4 minutes. It's not the end of the world.
So they're just going to take a little nap?
It is the end of the world if you're at King Arthur's Court.
We're not.
Remember Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court?
No, I don't.
Mark Twain book? Okay.
Yeah, I'm reading it now.
Uh-huh.
I read this wasn't the Golden Books version, but the little kid version with the pictures. The books were only like a few inches tall.
Yep.
They were thick. You remember those?
Yep.
That was the Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court version that I read.
I can't wait to read the book you gave me. What's that called again?
The Quantum Murders.
Yeah.
By Mark Loeffler, who's a listener. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. I'm going to be reading that book. I'm very excited about it. The last book I think I read was, what was it called?
Moon People?
I still have Moon People. You know what I realize? I don't like reading on digital items.
Me neither.
I try, and I don't like it. I like just reading books. So Mark's book is going to jump to the head of the line because it's an actual book. But The Spaceship in the Stone is what I read last, and that was a good book. I like that kind of sci-fi stuff. Oh, and Mark and I are Facebook friends now.
Hey.
There you go.
So he's my new BFF, even though I never met him. But I hear nothing but good things about you. And bad.
Well, that's how it works being a friend of Craig's. You just listen to the good stuff, right?
That's right.
There is a sports story in here. There's a pitcher from the Seattle Mariners.
I believe it's called Marinara.
Marinara? I don't think so. He says that Wyoming isn't real.
Says that Wyoming isn't real?
Logan Gilbert was asked the question, if you had to eliminate one state, what would you choose? And
that's kind of a dumb fucking question anyway.
Well, it was on a TikTok appearance, so that's all you have to say about that. He gave it a moment and said, I've heard it's not real to begin with, because think about it. Have you ever met someone from Wyoming? Nobody has. I've heard it's not real.
What?
Dick Cheney and Lynn Cheney are from Wyoming.
That proves nothing. Have you ever met Dick Cheney?
Right. So I have a letter from Dick Cheney, so in a roundabout way.
Are you serious? The guy had to actually apologize?
Good. Apparently, it was the subject of a Garfield cartoon, which is what, back in the 80s or 90s?
Okay.
Like the animated cartoon on television.
Yes. He likes lasagna.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
A Reddit thread with thousands of users has debated if the state is all a lie for years. The conspiracy also prompted one group to promote a line of Wyoming isn't real clothing. And here's another website of the week, wyomingisn'treal.com. This should have been a that's how they get you. Wyomingisn'treal.com.
Wyoming isn't real.
Man, that's just crazy.
It's a real website?
It's a real website.
I can honestly say I've never met anybody from Wyoming.
My grandparents used to take my aunts and uncles on vacation to Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Been there.
So I know people who have been in Wyoming and know that it is, in fact, an actual place to
I've been there. Jackson Hole.
Okay. Jackson Hole?
Yep.
Wyoming.
Yes.
I'm not saying you weren't in Jackson Hole.
I wasn't in
Jackson Hole.
I'm
just saying.
I think this is the kind of attire that you only buy because you're going to be in Wyoming.
Otherwise, it's like when you go to Mars, Pennsylvania.
Or the Cuckville hat.
The Cuckville hat. Three houses and a gas station, baby.
Yep.
I don't know what that means.
And a fishing hole.
There's a town called that, you're saying?
It's like Bert. Not? It's named after the guy that lived there.
Oh, really?
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert.
No, it's spelled different.
Uh-oh. Sorry, he's on the move.
Oh, boy.
What are you doing? You going for a walk, buddy? I love how he's got his little spot. He's perched up here now.
Yeah, he likes being right there.
He's part of the group. He feels like he's part of what's going on.
Yeah.
I think we need like a special guest again. When are we going to do that? Are you going to open up the... I like
special
when people come in.
Guests.
I tried to get my bowling buddy, Tim, to come to the show. I texted him last night and this morning, and then he texted me this afternoon and said that he was in Canada playing poker, and I told him that you're playing Canadian poker, that's only 70% as awesome as us.
Is he actually, they have the poker rooms open over at the casino?
Apparently.
Oh, they're not open over here.
We have to make fun of him.
They're not, why?
I don't know. They never opened ever since COVID.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Closed it long.
Yeah.
They probably they don't need that money. They're bringing it in.
But so, bringing it all into the slots. They're making more money that way. How many people are going to be off starting next week for a little vacation? Raise your hand.
I'm not. I don't take spring break off.
I'm off Friday.
All right. I'm off Friday. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, I'm only off Friday.
All right. Do you have to work on the eclipse day?
No, I don't work on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh, man.
It's my Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is my weekend.
Man. The guy's had a part-time job his whole life.
No,
that's
got to
be nice.
No, he's only worked part-time. He didn't have a part-time job.
Yeah, you're right.
We worked for the same company. There was no fucking around
at the same time?
Yeah, I think so.
There was plenty of fucking around at that company.
Not when you're on the field,
there
wasn't.
That's why they're not around anymore.
No, they're not around anymore because the owners...
Felony charges.
Yeah.
Because felony charges were pressed.
There was all kinds of fucking around. That's
2000 to 2003. That's when I was there.
So a year and a half.
2000 to 2003?
I would have been there after that.
Okay.
I mean, you could say the end of 2000, the beginning of 2003, so really a year.
No, I went there in March of 2000 and got laid off in October of 2003.
Oh.
You were there after that?
Yeah. I was in the call center, though.
Chicago Street?
No, on the waterfront by the Irish potato famine statue or whatever the fuck it is. There's a memorial, the Irish potato famine memorial in downtown Buffalo waterfront.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the building is right behind that.
Wow.
Like you could launch a boat from the back door where you go out to.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
And I also worked at the company you work for.
Yes.
From 91 through 96.
Oh, I was well after that.
Oh, yeah.
And so you think these qualifications qualify you for this position? How?
I paid for it.
Okay.
It's not relatable experience.
Two of the jobs I had were in communications, so I guess it does kind of make sense.
Sure.
I guess.
Sure.
Sure. Sure.
The job working with my company was dealing with idiots, so that,
right, so
that
there
qualified you.
I got to tell you, drive-offs are a huge thing. I'm not sure how big they are anymore. You can't even use the pump without putting the credit card in.
You still can.
Really?
I mean, they do. They come in waves.
Really?
Yeah. Believe it or not, it happens at full serves. I mean, we have fucking gas attendants at full serve stations.
Still?
And people still drive off.
Dude. I had this one repeat offender. I saw him pull up, and he's getting gas, and I'm looking at him, and I look out the window. We make eye contact, and I point at him like, I see you, dude. I see you. And he got in the car and took off, didn't take the freaking hose out. So the hose snaps back. You know, it's got the quick release on it.
Yep.
So you might get a couple drops of gasoline. Like, you would think when the hose comes apart that you'd get gas spilling all over. That doesn't happen.
No, there's all kinds of safety.
Yeah. So I take running off out the door after, like, you motherfucker. And the guy that was getting ready to get gas behind him took off, almost hit me, chased him, got his license plate number, came back with a sheriff's deputy.
No kidding.
Told the sheriff's deputy what happened, and they went and picked up the dude.
That does not happen anymore.
No.
So, why didn't you get the license plate?
Because I was running there after. Well, because it's a lot more difficult than you think. Because, well, first of all, I got written up after that, too, because you're not supposed to leave the office.
Can't leave the building.
Can't leave the building.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have looted everything in there.
Yeah, I wanted to pay for it, but nobody was here, so I took it.
I only made it as far as to the end of the parking lot. I didn't leave the property. Home
because my ride drove off.
Yeah. So that you're saying the guy purposely, oh, he didn't want to pay and he filled it up?
All the time. Yeah, all the time you do it.
Most of the time nowadays, it's people mistakenly. They don't do it. They don't do it stealing gas. They forget that they...
It's still in there.
Yeah.
We used to get those claims in all the time, and it's a quick release, and it's a hose, and it's you put it back on, and that's all there's to it. But then you'd get these insurance claims in from all these different gas companies that want, like, $18,000, $27,000 to replace a pump, and I'd be like, no.
Well, when the pump, we've had pumps hit by vehicles, and they're off the base, and they don't work right after that, that's a legitimate claim.
That's a legitimate claim, but yeah. not just taking a quick release hose off.
Dude, and it fucks up your car, too. I don't care what anybody says. It scratched right down the side of it when that happens.
Yeah.
You get dents because it flies in there like a snake and bangs down on the back quarter panel or the deck lid. Hell yeah.
And that's the best thing that could have happened to you today, you stupid asshole.
And then you get the people who drive away with the hose in their car and they want to sue you because they drove away like that and it damaged their vehicle. Dude, as soon as you start pumping, you assume all responsibility.
Uh-huh.
Like, put your gas can on the ground. Don't hold it in your hand. Don't smoke while you're filling your fucking gas can.
Don't talk on your phone.
God. I had to go get propane. We figured out the Orange Box store has the best prices on propane swaps.
No, they don't.
In Lockport.
The can place over on Lincoln Avenue.
I just refill it.
Are they swapping or are they refilling?
They're swapping.
I get good bottles
$15.
And refill them.
The can return place?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had propane there.
I do mine there. $15.
No shit.
Cheapest around.
So I'm going to the Orange Box store. Number one fan says, oh, yeah, you just go up and you walk up to the thing with the cans, you boop, 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 and it just swaps them for you, and you just leave. I'm like, okay, great. I get up there, and there's a fucking little screen with a RF code. You got to scan it with your phone, and right off the bat, it's like, oh, you have to install the Home Depot app. Oh, you have to set up an account. Oh, you have to make the purchase through the
app.
And then
this.
It gives you a code that you... Then now you punch into the thing.
You could just go in line and buy it.
I did. I just went inside and I bought it. And it's limit 2 at a time, but I've got 3. So I'm like, well, this is fucking bullshit. They never told me I can't get more than 2 inside. I go inside. I'm like, yeah, I got 3 swaps for the propane, please. The guy's like, no problem. Yeah. Why is the problem? So I'm not doing the app bullshit.
It's not a regulation. It's probably a company policy.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I went there once and I did the swap through the Orange Box. So I went in there and I got what appeared to be an untainted tank. It had the blue cap on it and everything right. like that. I pulled it out.
Empty.
And it was lighter than the one that I brought in. And I just went right to the guy and I said, listen, I go check your video camera because I'm telling you right now, I pulled this out and this is empty. He's like, it happens. Like, I believe you.
I know why, too. I know exactly why, because I almost fucking did it. The way the machine works is it doesn't give you the instructions ahead of time. It just tells you this is what you do now. So it tells you you're going to – can you reach the top shelf? And I hit yes. And it says, okay, when the door opens, take your can out. Oh, great. So I take my can out. And then am I supposed to put the empty one back in?
Yes.
Yes.
No. There's a separate door for that. I take the full one out and I put the empty one in a different hole.
Okay.
So it, I can see why somebody would stick an empty one in there because it didn't tell you ahead of time that the empty one's going in a different door.
But this thing was actually had the blue, you know how you have to take that blue seal off of the actual, this had the actual blue thing on there.
I can see somebody sticking it back on there before they put it in the car to take it back.
That or when they're filled, you get screw ups there.
Yeah, so
with the vendor.
But I could see how that would totally happen. But anyway, I go to the Orange Box store. I'm pulling out my three propane tanks and carrying them back to the store at the same time because I'm not making two trips. No, I'm not making two trips. And as I'm walking over there, there's this broad standing outside of the Orange Box store right in front of the propane tanks smoking an analog cigarette. So I come walking by. I'm walking straight to the things. And she's just smoking right there. So I come walking by, and I'm like, you know, maybe smoking next to these propane tanks isn't such a bright idea there, Tuts. Oh, and she huffed off, and I'm just like, well, at least we didn't fucking explode.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
That's funny.
She's giving smokers a bad name.
She is.
I got one better for you.
I'll take it.
We had a director of retail marketing for the company, and he didn't like seeing employees smoking close to the entrance of the store. Right. It looked bad. So he put out a memo that you could not smoke within so many feet of the entrance. Every district manager had to go to every one of their locations and designate an employee smoking area.
Okay.
Well, it had to be so many feet from the entrance. So
put them right next to the tank, the gas tanks, right?
About two-thirds of our locations. Either on top of the tank pad where we store the underground fuel, or by the propane cages.
So that's not a sewer you want to drop your cigarette down.
Yeah, so when the brilliant safety guy comes through and says, well, you can't be smoking within so many feet of this cage. But the DM said, we have to smoke here because that's a designated spot. I said, well, whoever designated the spot is a fucking moron. Redesignate it.
Mine?
That's funny. Smoke right inside the gas tanks, please.
Yeah. Fucking light it with a gallon of gas.
Do you know how many officers of the law I see on their phones while they're fueling? Because we have a municipal account.
Them?
Yeah.
All of them.
Because the badge and gun make them indestructible to static flames.
Seems to work when they're driving, too.
Right. They have an exemption for driving.
Yeah, they claim to have an exemption. Because they're obviously doing police business while they're driving around.
They have an exemption for pretty much everything because they're not going to arrest each other.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, not for that. It'd have to be a little more.
Matt, I have a gas question for you.
I probably don't have the answer, but I'll try.
Somebody told me that I should never get gas at a gas station that's getting filled up with gas. So, you know, if you go to a gas station, they got the big tanker there and it's filling up the tanks with gas. Mm-hmm. They're like, don't ever get gas there when it's going on because all that like debris that's in the bottom of the tanks is getting all mixed up and it's getting into your car. And I know you got gas filters and stuff like that, but they're just saying, you know what, if you see that happening, it's just like...
Maybe 20 years ago, but not anymore.
You know, yeah, that's the fill operations into those storage tanks and the dispensing of them is completely separate operations. And there's so many checks and filters and that just, it wouldn't happen anymore.
Ah, okay. So there you go. We just debunked it. We're debunking stuff over here on
like
this show.
Like I said, though, like 20 or 30 years ago, absolutely true. But not anymore.
Yeah. This isn't your mama's gas station.
This ain't your mama's gas station.
Not your dad's razor, Dad.
Stupid commercial.
Okay. What genius marketing with these razor companies to come up with the fact that you need to have 8 fucking blades on your razor cartridge to get a good clean shave?
Yeah, that's just crazy.
You know, they got me.
They got everybody.
They got me. I'm totally involved in the which one is it?
Digilette?
No. The subscription for the
Tom's
razor.
Burt's, what's his name?
I am too. I subscribe, but I have cartridge with 2 blades.
2 blades is all you need.
I was at 3, and they did away with it. They took it away. So now they upgraded me to 4, and I canceled the service. And I said, Wish. No, not Wish.
You would be back to 2 blades. You bought that on Wish.
Dollar Shave Club. I'm in Dollar Shave Club.
That's what it
so
is.
So am I.
I was on the 3 blade system.
Okay.
And then they got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they switched me to a 4 blade system. They said they emailed me, but I don't read my fucking emails from Dollar Shave Club. Fuck you. So all of a sudden I get a box that's got the wrong shit in it. So I email them. I'm like, you sent me the wrong shit. They're like, no, that's your new shit now. well, then cancel, because I'm not, I didn't order this. I signed up for the other thing. And they're like, well, how can we get you back? I said, I bought five handles for that three razor blade head.
Baby, come back.
So that I have one in my shaving kit, and my wife has one in her travel bag. We have one in each in the shower, one for my son. Five total. You send me five more blade handles, and I'll resubscribe. And they did. They sent me five.
Oh, yeah, they don't care. They'll do that.
Well, yeah, because that's good. They're making enough money on the blades.
I need one for the shower.
Handles are a write-off.
One for the sink, one for my back, one for my feet.
I want to remember to grab it before I pack my stuff to go.
I do the same thing. And I have the same subscription, except when I did it, they had the Humble Twin. And I've just kept it.
Yeah.
And with postage, it's still, I think, maybe $6 a month.
Yeah, it's a little more expensive. It really is. But I've switched to quarterly delivery, so instead of getting a set a month, I get three sets every 3 months.
Well, somebody thinks that he can come to my house and take my blades for himself, so I still get once a month.
Oh, okay. Or you got to find a better hidey hole, that's all. I've been pretty happy with it, with that exception, and that just happened this year.
And when I started, that was the only subscription for blades.
Yeah, they got a few different ones.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them now. And again, you can spend a ton of money on that stupid shit.
I never spend money on the ballsy thing.
Now, see, that's just overhandling.
No. Someone likes the way it smells, but not the way it tastes. It does not taste like bourbon.
Well, then, if that's what you're going for, then just use bourbon.
Right.
It'll burn a little at first, but...
Yeah, you get used to it.
It'll pay off dividends in the end.
Yeah.
What are you doing, dog? Moving my microphone. Back off, dude.
Yeah, he's looking at you like, you're the invited one in this house, not me. That's
right. Yeah. That's my fucking house.
Yeah.
Kid.
Cooper, see if he talks back to you like that. See what's up.
Do you want to go fishing? You ready?
He looked the other way. Look at how he looked. Cooper, he's a big silly guy, isn't he?
Cooper's thinking, fuck you.
And in this week's visual jokes for podcasting, Craig managed to outsmart the dog.
First time for everything.
I didn't say it.
I can take a joke, so.
And your wife.
Shots fired.
She's been taking it for 30 years.
The joke, or are we talking about something else?
Yes.
All right, it's getting to be that time. There's a lot of Canon Watch this week.
All right.
Oh. I'm sure Matt will just love.
Hey, Rich, what's happening in Canada?
Cue the music.
Canada Watch.
If your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw, or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all. Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
In Canada this week. So I had to translate this one from French. That's how Canadian this is. They're in deep.
Actually, they want to separate from Canada, so this would be Quebec Watch.
Right, but they failed, so it's still Canada Watch.
Right.
A janitor of a Sherbrooke building who allegedly asked four girls to hit him in the private parts for $100 each is sentenced to prison for the next 6 months. He was charged with criminal harassment, communicating with the person for sexual services, and indecent communication. As janitor, he had the victim's cell phones. He wrote to them offering money if they hit him in the genitals for 30 minutes. In this case, the prosecutor pleaded for a firm sentence of 2 years in prison, while the man's lawyer asked for a sentence of 1 day and 3 years probation.
So you translated it but didn't share that link.
No, I didn't.
So we could all read along.
No. The consequences for the victims and Rodriguez's criminal history were raised as aggravating factors. So don't ask little girls to punch you in the junk for half an hour. It's not okay.
You usually don't have to ask little kids to do that. It's an automatic fucking thing.
And how do you come up with that magic figure of a half hour?
Right.
Is that the part? That's
apparently he built up his resistance.
Yeah.
You know,
is that the point of totality?
Do you have to wear special glasses?
Yes. In that instance, I would say yes. Some kind of protective lenses are a must.
I mean, we're all males, so we've all had the accidental knock or brush or rough hit. So we know how gentle these fucking things are.
Would one of you please deny it?
No, you can.
Well, I mean,
everybody's got smashed in the schmatz before.
Well, that's what I mean. And yeah.
How would you want to take that for a half hour?
Oh, yeah, and
some people pay good money for that.
How is it around? I mean, I'll be the last to criticize anybody's fetish or kink or how you want to get off, but fuck me, getting kicked in the balls. No thanks.
I thought criticizing other people's fetishes was your fetish.
No, hold on.
Please don't elaborate. In other news,
it's one way to get him to move on with his Canada watch.
A pickup driver who crashed into a report impaired driver's sign on Vancouver Island this week appears to have been impaired, according to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Authorities say a witness reported seeing a Dodge Ram mount a sidewalk at a high speed and strike the sign Thursday night.
That explains it.
Is it Dodge Ram?
Dodge Ram.
I'm allowed to hit those. The instructions are right there.
If you can't dodge it, ram it.
That's right. In a statement, RCMP thanked both the witness and the Victoria Police for acting so quickly to prevent a more serious crash. Authorities said there was debris left behind, including the pickup's license plate.
Yes. Those are always funny when you get those calls. And it wasn't me. Sir, they have your license plate at the scene.
Left your license plate at the scene.
So there's video footage of you. Right,
when Howie's van got destroyed the night we were recording, the only reason they stopped, according to my neighbor across the street who saw the whole thing, was to pick up their license plate that came off the front clip of their car.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
We found pieces in the front yard for 2 summers after that. My daughter has the high beam magnifier from his headlight. She uses it as a paperweight.
So you should be mailing those pieces back to him individually.
To Howie?
Yeah.
I'm not Italian.
I was going to say that the car has participated in more podcasts and Craig's off than Howie has.
It was definitely a significant contribution.
I'm sure it was a lot of fodder.
Now, the rest of these articles I have not read. These were provided by our illustrious leader, Mr. Bacon. So all accolades and anything else goes to him. So in other news, animal welfare charity in Western Canada is scrambling to secure the resources needed to care for about 300 cats, all of them seemingly in good condition after a call came in from a man who described himself as being, quote, overwhelmed by the sheer number of cats and kittens in his home. Bruce Robinson told the British Columbia SPCA that he had taken in the cats that had been abandoned during the COVID-19 pandemic, but that the cost of caring for them would become a Herculean task after he lost his job. The charity sent staff to his home in the small town of Houston. I don't know if they pronounce it that way in Canada. Maybe Houston A? Would that qualify?
Well, yes.
Find out. I'll check with Vinny next time. The charity had sent staff to his home in the small town of Houston A to assess the situation, said the SPCA. When we asked how many cats he had, I think he said it was counting bubbles in boiling water. It's like trying to herd cats. Come on, man. The cats were sociable and seemed to be in good condition, she told the BBC, but they just kept multiplying. One cat could have 3 litters in a year. Robinson estimated the number of cats in his home had swelled to 298, including 15 pregnant cats that were expected to deliver in the coming days. In the meantime, SPCA staff were helping to provide food, supplies, and litter for the cats. She said that the charges against the cat's guardian were not being considered, as he was the one who reached out for help. Kudos to him for recognizing he was overwhelmed, she said. It also appeared that he had done his best to care for the animals, even as their population rocketed. I have never seen so many cats in good condition. They appear to be in good condition, she said. And the fact that they're sociable is incredible. It's actually quite shocking. In other news, a group of parents has filed a lawsuit against a Montreal area high school art teacher and his school board after students found their classroom artwork available for purchase on the teacher's personal website last month. The parents of 10 young students at Westwood Junior High School in St. Lazare, Quebec, an off-island suburb west of Montreal, filed a lawsuit for $1.575 million, or $155,000 per plaintiff, plus punitive damages against the teacher, Mario Perrone, and the Lester B. Pearson School Board for alleged copyright infringement. One of the parents represented in the lawsuit filed in Quebec Superior Court Friday said the incident turned her daughter off the idea of becoming an artist. My daughter loves art, has always been into art, and this year, after everything happened, she said to me, I don't think I'll do art next year. Another parent represented in the lawsuit says while the amount of money sought might seem outrageous, it represents the scale of intellectual property infringement that took place.
She was selling them for $100 a piece.
Something's rare, like over $175, it says.
Yeah, they're all at least $100, I think.
By the looks of some of these samples, that kid should probably find something else to fucking do.
But all you got to do is say it's from a kid painted it, and people just want to support it because they think the money's going towards some kind of a school program, I would think.
Yeah, it'd have to be a kid with cancer. A kid with cancer drew this. You can't not pay the $100 for a kid with cancer.
Oh, that's different. That's completely different.
Right. I mean, if he's going to put it on his personal website, he's going to say the kid's got cancer. I mean, this stands to reason.
That art's bound to get more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, one of the kids dies, and it's like, no, it's $10,000 for his drawing because he's dead now. It's posthumous.
Yes.
Anyway, according to the lawsuit, the teacher assigned his 96 students a project called Creepy Portrait in January, in which students drew creepy portrait.
They nailed that. Holy fuck.
Of a classmate or themselves, inspired the style of Basquiat. Use a shit. The students submitted their projects in February and were shocked to stumble upon their classroom art being sold after finding their art teacher's website. On it, the students found their creepy portraits available for purchase as prints, as well as emblazoned on coffee mugs, t-shirts, and cell phone cases, and with some items listed as for as much as $174. It's pretty fucked up.
That kid artwork on tchotchke stuff has been a marketing thing for schools for a long time.
Yeah, but usually people buy it because for their own families.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I've got two or three different coffee mugs that have Austin stupid shit on it.
Yeah. So they've been doing that, but this person just, you know, people sell anything, criminals.
I don't know if this is a repeat thing, but I know at one point there was a museum in New York City that was posting children's art, and they had a row of like dozens of refrigerators in this art museum, and it was just covered with kids' art as part of the display.
That's kind of cool, actually.
That is cool.
I thought it was funny. In other news, protesters dressed as monkeys.
Canadian protesters?
Well, yeah, it's in Canada.
So. What the fuck? I didn't think they protested. That's kind of rude.
Activists from the nonprofit organization People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals dressed up as monkeys in striped prison uniforms to protest both outside and inside of a Whole Foods market in Toronto.
What?
I said on Thursday, activists from the nonprofit organization People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals dressed up as monkeys in striped prison uniforms to protest both outside and inside of a Whole Foods market in Toronto. Did you hear me that time?
That seems too long of a name. They should shorten that.
What? That group? Really should. I might join if it was a shorter name.
Yes.
You would only join to destroy it from within.
That's right.
The protest, which took place at the supermarket chain's Young and Shepherd location, because of fucking course, was organized by animal activist Jenny McQueen, who claims that Whole Foods is, quote, sourcing coconut milk from Thailand, despite knowing about the rampant abuse of endangered monkeys.
Are they making the monkeys hatch the goddamn coconuts open and harvest the milk?
Maybe. We did an article about this.
Right.
About
so
the Whole Foods
where did Canada thing? Get the, about the this coconuts from? Or? Was it dropped there, like by migratory birds?
Well, you knew that took forever. Two laden swallows carrying one coconut all the way over to Canada. This took forever.
customs, and you can't take produce across the border.
Then there's the whole, is it an African swallow? Is it a European swallow? We don't know. Anyway, McQueen further alleges that the monkeys were often whipped, chained, and forced to spend long hours picking coconuts. Videos of the protest show...
Well, they can only smoke so many fucking cigarettes. They got to do something to earn a living. Fuck's sake. Put them to work.
It's enough of that. Just take, take, take.
That's right.
Gotta start giving something once in a while.
They were done throwing dogs off the roof in India, so now they're gathering coconuts.
I mean, you think Thailand... Well, the sneaker industry's used up all the kid labor. They got to do something, so... Go to monkeys.
We haven't abused monkeys yet. Let's try that.
Makes sense to me.
God. Where's Marcel? Videos of the protest show the activists dressed up as monkeys, all while holding up signs and carrying wheelbarrows full of coconuts into the store.
How big a fucking wheelbarrow is a monkey pushing around? Come on.
They actually brought coconuts to argue about him having coconuts?
Yeah.
Where did those coconuts come from?
Exactly.
And how many of those are harvested by monkeys, you evil fuckers?
That's right, because they probably bought all this shit at another Whole Foods.
That's right.
Yeah.
We should register our complaints on PETA.com. Which is not the website of the week, fuckers. McQueen assures the coconuts used by the activists weren't picked by monkeys. How can you tell? You can't prove that. After the protest, the demonstrators donated the 200 coconuts to the local Toronto vegan restaurant Vital Rasta.
What's the shelf life in them coconuts?
Forever.
Is there
as long as you put a lime close. In them.
Exactly.
Because that's the citrus keeps them from getting scurvy.
Oh, my God. That's what happened in Canada this week.
Do you have a website for us?
I always have a website for us.
You already said it, too. Can you play back what his website was from earlier in the class?
I left 10 minutes ago, apparently. This week's website is garbageplate.com.
There it is.
Home of Nick Tahoe's Hots. Garbage plates. This website is literally nothing more than a business card for Nick Tahoe Hots. There's nothing else here.
No links, nothing.
No. There's a link to this website.
It doesn't even tell you the history of the garbage plate. Yeah, we started about 50 years ago.
Yeah. We were drunk and put a bunch of crap on a plate and it took
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Somebody thought this was a good idea. So we put it on the internet too. I know that there's been some internal controversy in Rochester. A lot of places are claiming to be the home of the original garbage plate.
Yes.
And so I think they put this up here as sort of a sticking their flag in the ground and saying, this is it. We're the ones. Fuck you and prove it otherwise.
Who here has had a garbage plate?
I've had one.
From Tahoe's?
Yes.
I have not.
I've never had one from Tahoe's. I've had one where people said this is what a garbage plate is. So I think it was done locally. But it was just, like macaroni salad and potato salad and a burger and a hot dog on a plate.
Yep.
The meat sauce, the hot meat.
So is that like that Reed's sauce, the LaForge
sauce? No, this is more like a Coney sauce.
Okay.
So it's got, it's made.
So then I would be out because I don't care for that stuff, which is odd.
And it's a little on the spicy side.
I would like that then.
Is the Dinosaur Barbecue in Rochester still open?
I don't know. Last time I've been by there was pre-COVID.
Okay.
I tend to make my trips through Rochester.
During daylight and quickly.
Quickly.
I remember I was driving through Rochester and I saw the Dinosaur Barbecue there. So I walked in like, hey, we're going to eat for it. I was like, I'll take the dinner for two. And then she's like, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, no, seriously. Like, I just picked my stuff. I said, I'm from Buffalo. I'm going to take it. This is before we even had a dinosaur here. I said, I'm just going to pick on a few things here and then take everything else to go. She's like, all right. So, but it was a ton of food.
Well, there's a lot of food there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
Dinosaur Barbecue is expensive, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Like,
everything's fucking expensive right now. Holy shit.
We talked about it again. Tops is stupid. Like, going to these places to do grocery shopping is insane.
Okay. But Dinosaur Barbecue never wasn't expensive.
Right.
Right. But it's that experience going there.
Yeah, the food's good.
For their shit. Yeah.
Yep.
And the service, I was happy with the service. It was just really expensive.
I do like their sauce you can buy. I use that a lot. I've been toying with putting together a LaFroy-like sauce that I can just make and use because you can't buy it anymore.
you should talk to the man over here. Goes good with blue cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Fries.
We could reverse engineer that. All we need is one bottle, and I can take it someplace.
You try to get it. I mean...
But that's it. If you have one ingredient list, then we can just ship. What that's what you need. You need the product, and then you can ship it off somewhere, and they can just break it apart for
but
you.
But as soon as word got out that they were not manufacturing it anymore in Brockport...
Everybody sold out. You couldn't get it anymore.
Right. A hot dog stand we know bought every fucking...
Everything they could get, yeah.
Yeah, which they should have just...
Every gallon jug, every small jar, everything they can get their hands on.
That one right here, ours?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And that's, I'm sure they ran through all that. It's gone already.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
I wonder what they're doing now. I haven't been there in... Oh, it's been over a year since I've been there.
Wow. I only go in the summertime. I don't go in the winter.
I try to get there once
It used summer. To be when we were young that was closed in the winter. Yeah. Now they got that thing they can close up so you can...
Well, when Jack ran it, that's what it was. It was closed all winter and
And he'd go to the Carolinas to golf.
Right. And they can,
and now those kids
and
have...
And gamble.
Yeah, I gamble.
They have iPads.
Yeah.
They don't memorize your order anymore.
I think they still... I've seen them call them back.
They take cards. Yeah. It's not cash only anymore.
That's good.
Yeah. But that was always a thing, too, though.
I'm hitting them with the order as soon as they walk up. I'm not waiting for them to punch nothing in an iPad.
And they're doing it. Yeah,
they're walking away.
I've seen them do it.
I don't care if they punch you an iPad after that. They memorize my order.
That's good.
I always thought that was impressive, especially coming from that type of restaurant.
Our cousin held the
record.
And how young they are.
Held the record for the most orders remembered in a row and not.
With no errors?
Yeah, correct.
Which cousin is that?
Damien.
Oh, yeah.
The moron.
Elder or younger?
Elder. The younger never worked there.
I didn't know the older one worked there.
All right.
I didn't realize it either, but.
I got something to ask you after off this. So check it out, garbageplate.com. This week for Shenanigans, it's Alan with a Y.
Hey, have a great week, everybody.
Matt.
Good night.
Rich.
See ya.
I'm Craig. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week.